got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Another person has been cursed by Pompeii, Italy.
Another person has been cursed?
Apparently this is a really common thing that happens.
Okay. Now, look, can I just say?
Yes.
I'm just a little boy living in Geelong.
Yeah.
How is someone getting cursed in Pompeii going to affect my day?
Let me tell you, Tim. Okay. So apparently, you know the city of Pompeii, the story. Volcano erupts. Not Pompeii's Pompeii.
Okay, sorry. Just getting confused.
So the city of Pompeii in Italy,
yep.
Volcano erupts thousands of years ago, perfectly preserves the entire town in volcanic ash.
Yep.
They excavate it. Lots of tourists can now go and see what life was like for ancient Romans during that time,
yeah.
Right? So a lot of tourists have taken it upon themselves to steal artifacts.
Ooh.
From the ancient site.
Well, that's a no-no.
Over the years.
That's a no-no.
And so this kind of rumor has started that if you take things from the ancient site of Pompeii,
right,
you are then cursed. And bad things start happening to you.
It's like what happened in all of the Mummy movies.
I guess so, yeah.
Brendan Fraser's whole thing is like, don't steal from the pyramids, you get cursed.
Don't do it.
Then the bugs chase the guys and they get under his skin.
So someone's posted on Twitter, now known as X,
yep.
That dear anonymous sender of this letter, a letter's been sent with a few stones from Pompeii.
All right, just rocks.
Back to the site.
Okay.
Dear anonymous sender of this letter, the pumice stones have arrived in Pompeii. Now good luck for your future. Prosper,
okay.
Right? So the letter said, I didn't know about the curse. I didn't know that I should not take these rocks. Within a year, I got breast cancer. I'm young and healthy female, and doctor said it was just bad luck. Please accept my apology and these pieces.
So she sent them back to Pompeii.
She sent them back to Pompeii. She's like, oh my God, it must be because of this. I've been cursed.
Do you buy into curses, Jess?
Well, apparently there's enough of these people sending back their remorse and sending back these artifacts. They've got a whole museum in Pompeii.
They've just sent back stuff.
Dedicated to people who have sent back stuff and what happened to them, why they sent back the stuff.
What a great rumor that either the lead of the museum or the shops that run things at Pompeii, they're like, oh no, if you steal
don't
stuff,
steal it.
Nah, it's pretty bad.
Come
curse.
And buy this stone from us.
Oh, yeah. This one, if you're not cursed, if you buy it. If it $5, not cursed. Free, cursed. That's unfortunate. Well, I don't think I'm taking things from any sites is
oh definitely
is ideal.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to look as someone who doesn't believe in curses.
You don't believe in curses?
Well, I think maybe we should take this as a broad approach. So if someone's listening right now and they run their own shop,
yeah,
put a sign out the front, like just to even, you know, on if Paco Street.
If you steal,
you'll be cursed.
I will put a curse.
The Paco
on you.
Curse.
Yeah.
And you know,
right?
It'll be something that's like feared. Dreaded, and then people go, oh, I have to return this. I have to return this because I've got the Paco curse.
Is there a lot of theft on Paco?
I imagine there's a lot of theft everywhere, Jess.
Fair enough, yeah.
As one who doesn't steal, I wouldn't know where to go to steal.
That's fair.
That actually is a blight on myself, if I'm thinking. If I needed to steal, I would have no idea what to steal, where to go. I would have no idea how to get things. I can steal your heart, but I can't steal some rocks from Pompeii. So.
All right.
Just don't steal. You'll be cursed. Trust us. It's legit.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
This is an interesting conversation. I'll admit it's going to be a little bit weird. It might, like, if you're eating, you probably could get through it, but...
Okay.
I want to talk about something that happened to me in a public bathroom. It was at a wedding, and, like, I don't know a lot of people at the wedding, but this has happened to me at other public bathrooms, and I'm like, I don't know that this is something that I'm a fan of.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm just like, am I just like a bit, like, you know how sometimes you go, am I just being a bit sooky about this?
Am I being a snob?
Am I being a bit snobby?
Yeah.
So we all go to the bathroom for obvious reasons, ones or twos, right?
Yeah. You're not going in there to eat your dinner.
No. So sometimes, especially if you're going number twos, if you're trying to get a number two out, something will accompany it. And that's totally normal and expected to hear.
I imagine it's a lot less subtle in a men's room because, like, you're not... Do you know what I mean? Like,
you clearly haven't been in a men's room.
No.
You clearly have not been in a men's room.
Because for women, like, we go into the stall every time.
Yeah.
No one knows whether we're doing ones or twos.
Okay.
But for men, it's not like you're going to stand up at the urinal and be like, I'm only doing a one. Like...
A brave man would do it too.
Very brave man.
Very brave man. But if a man goes into the cubicle, right, and he's doing number twos.
Yeah.
Before a two sometimes will come a fart.
Sure.
Right? And you go, all right.
No shame in the game.
He's trying to get something out of there.
Yeah.
So a toot toot will come with a chugga chugga big red car sometimes.
That's true.
But
the Wiggles wrote a song about it.
What happened to me is that, and it's happened a few times, I was standing at the urinal, someone standing next to me, he just farted.
Oh.
And I was like, look, I understand we're in a bathroom and this is a place where ones and twos and we call them one and a halves.
Go to the stall.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if, again, am I being a bit sooky? But I was like, I don't know if we fart at the urinal.
Yeah.
Farting's a cubicle zone.
Well, you've just copped that in the face, essentially.
Well, I was like,
yeah.
Okay. And it's happened at work. It's happened in other public bathrooms.
It's happened at work. Yeah.
I'll give you one guess to who did it.
Terrible.
Steve from sales.
Don't name him.
Oh, he'd be proud to. He'd be like, you hear, I got mentioned on Tim and Jess show. He said, I'm doing good farts. Steve loves it. Do you think it's okay to.
No.
To fart in a public bathroom?
No, I don't think so. No.
Because, like, I understand, like you say, in the cubicle, we're all there trying to do the same thing mostly.
Yeah.
If it's a number two, a one and a half will pop out.
You're not going to just walk down the hallway and
cock
let
a leg,
one rip.
You know?
Yeah.
5223295. Can you fart in a public bathroom?
I mean, again, you have to specify outside of the cubicle.
Yeah,
like if you're just standing there washing your hands.
Okay, if you're at the urinal, can you fart? That's what I want to know. Fellas, is it okay?
We specifically need to talk to fellas.
We need
for
to speak to some blokes.
Yeah.
Is it okay to fart when you're standing at the urinals or at the trough?
The trough.
That's what it's called. It's when it's the big metal.
Oh, my God.
So do you know what the difference between a trough and a urinal is?
What?
Well, so the urinals are like those standalone like porcelain things.
Yeah.
Again, you might not know because you haven't been in there.
I've never been.
And then the trough is just like a giant steel drum.
Is there a trough at work?
No, two urinals.
Two urinals. Right. Okay.
But so if they're...
Are they close enough that you can high five?
Absolutely, eh?
Oh, yuck.
5223295. Again, I apologise, but I just need to know.
It's been eating away at you.
Can you fart when you're standing at the urinals?
Okay. Brendan from Cario, are you a bit of a manly man?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh,
here we go.
And you've got those ducks. Get ready for the urinal. You let it rip and establish dominance.
Dominance!
It's a dominance thing, is it? You think this completes
these are my urinals and you're not worthy to be...
It's un-Australian if you don't fart at the urinal, mate.
Brandon, so you think this complete stranger came into the urinal and thought, oh, who's this little beta here? I'm going to prove I'm the alpha.
He's barely 6 foot.
put it this way, mate. He's got you thinking about him after the fact.
Oh,
that one
that's
over
true.
You.
Because, Brendan, as we just said, sometimes we understand when you're trying to get out a one and a half could follow.
It just slips.
But it seemed very into. It was like, I'm doing this. This is multitasking at its finest. Would you say, like, what do you do for work, Brendan? Like, I'm obviously a white collar. I'm in here. My hands are soft. I'm not doing a hard day's work.
Softest hands you've ever seen.
I'm a truck driver. But, look, farting at the urinal is second nature, mate. If you hold it in, you'll spontaneously combust, as proven on South Park. Mate, I'm in the
He's
shop.
He's brought
and I'm
receipts,
letting
Tim.
Rip.
You're not letting it, mate. Brendan, you
I'm
are
the
not.
Guy that farts in the church. If I could go in there and I wouldn't burn up, I'd be farting in there.
Brendan, my dad used to like walk down the supermarket aisles with us and he would let one rip and then he'd be like, Jessica,
blame the kids.
And blame it like out loud in front of other people.
Oh, 100%. Me and my 8-year-old daughter have fart-offs at home.
Right.
The wife loves it.
At home, this is what I'm saying. Brendan, that's fine at home, but like you've upgraded it from farting in the urinal, a place where, like, if it's going to be somewhere, it's going to be in the urinal. And you're upgrading it to the haberdashery aisle at the supermarket. I don't know. It's scaring me, but you are a manly man, so I'm scared. So I'm just going to say thank you for calling, and I'm going to move on with my time. So, Brendan, thank you so much for calling.
Let it rip, Tim. Let it rip, mate.
Okay, I'll try my hardest.
Is that the answer that you wanted?
I feel like I have to now. Yeah. I feel like I've got to go to the... But now I've got to go ask someone, can you come to the urinal with me?
Oh, that's weird.
I've got to show you something.
Don't ask him to come.
Well, I'm not going to walk in and go, drats, no one's here again, and then walk out. So
it's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Big Money Will from the newsroom has come into the studio.
Moneybags Bono is what I called myself yesterday. Get it right.
Will, thanks for coming into the studio. We get you in every single afternoon because Will's big money. He thinks money. He breathes money. He goes to the bathroom. Guess what he makes, Jess?
Money.
He makes money. how are you going, Will? Good afternoon.
Just swimming in it.
Yeah. Just swimming in it.
Love this misconception.
Hopefully, everyone get in. If we're swimming in it, let's get into a nice breaststroke and jump into this.
Metricon Homes, Geelong's trusted builder for more than 23 years. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday, Tim. He leaves out some key elements. You and I, we have to fill in the blanks.
Well, some fresh news this afternoon. This will really test you.
Ooh. Oh, here
this
we
is
go.
Why we're the best in the business. What's Scott Morrison in the news for?
Oh, Scott Morrison is retiring.
He is. Many might have thought it already happened.
Is it retiring or resigning?
Like, well, retiring.
He's out of jobs altogether. Maybe he needs JobKeeper.
Actually, that's a good question. He's retiring from politics.
Okay, yeah.
So you're wrong. Yeah. Sorry, Jess.
I'd read that he's just...
I said retiring.
No, he's going away from... He might be a labourer. I don't know. Like, he's not saying this is it for me. I mean, he's in his 60s, so maybe
that's
do.
Yeah.
55, yeah.
Is he 55?
Sorry.
Politics weathers a man.
It would.
It would. It would, to be fair.
He looks older than my dad. He's 71.
So unnecessary.
I'm sorry. Like, what's he going to do? He's not in politics. He has got no power, no mole. Bring it on.
Yeah. But he's done. He's done.
He's done. He's done.
Still, he was still a backbencher after losing the election, and he said he's done.
Yeah. So he's given up his seat?
Yes.
Yeah.
There'll be another by-election.
Ah,
another
fun.
One.
Do you know what area of Australia he's...
That is Cook.
Cook, okay.
Somewhere near Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Shock. A Prime Minister from an area
from Sydney?
Near Sydney?
No.
I wouldn't read about it.
We'll move on from politics.
Thank you.
Yep. Australia's rarest number plate is days away from being sold at public auction for more than $10 million. What is the number plate?
Is it just the number one?
Yes.
For what state?
New South Wales number one plate, which was first made for the state's police commissioner back in the day.
Wow.
And it's being auctioned for the first time in over 100 years.
Wow. Yeah. Did you end up selling your number plate or do you still have it, your personalised plate?
I just returned it to Vic Roads.
So someone can get your personalised plate.
I imagine one of my cousins, because it had something to do with my surname. So.
Yeah, because your cousins were all offering to buy it off you.
at one point. And I said, we're family. I would never do that to you. You don't get access to it. Figure it out. That's your problem. No, this might sound like a brag, because it is.
Oh, here we go.
I saw 00 driving around Geelong the other day.
Get out. Yeah, Who was it?
I've seen it too.
I didn't ask them to pull over.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Excuse me, who are you? But yeah, I was very...
You see some of those and they're on like Rolls Royces and BMWs and
not
stuff
not on
like
your
that.
Suzuki Vitara jets.
Okay. I wish I had a Vitara.
Okay, sorry.
Jess, you're 2 from 2, and I reckon you can make it 3 from 3.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
We haven't seen this for a while.
Yeah, I'm on.
In cricket, the Big Bash final tomorrow night. Which two teams will be playing?
This is so mean.
come on.
I don't think I can name two teams.
There's 8 teams, right, in the BBL?
Yeah.
The Renegades. Damn it. The Sixers.
Yes.
Yes. And they're obviously playing the Heat.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Jess, no, you had a 1 in 8 chance.
I couldn't name you another team. I don't know when
you're... Adelaide Strikers, the Perth Scorchers, Sydney Thunder, Melbourne Stars.
It doesn't matter.
How about Hurricanes?
It doesn't matter, Tim.
Okay. It doesn't matter because they didn't make it into the final.
Because the whole thing is that Perth didn't make the grand final this year.
And oh, did they make it every year?
The Scorchers, I think there's only been 2 years of all BBL 13s that they haven't made the grand final.
Wow, West Coast Eagles really just like rubbed off on them, didn't they?
Well, no, they didn't come dead last.
If you're not first, you're last.
Okay, well.
Cool. Great call.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, there's a new controversial footwear option.
Okay.
For people going to the gym that's got a lot of people questioning.
What's that? How do you pronounce that? Gym? I've never been to gym. How do you spell it? I'm trying to relate my experiences.
It's where you go to work out and get fit. Yes.
Never heard of it, but continue. Sounds like a great, cheap concept.
So if you were going to go to the gym, what would your outfit be?
Oh, when I used to go to the gym back before the war, I would wear like runners. I tried to wear like Converse for a bit because I saw some wearing cons and it just wasn't for me.
Sure.
But yeah, runners or like trainers. Sports shorts and either a baggy t-shirt or a specific sports shirt.
Well, the thing that's got a few people confused is they've started seeing people rock up to the gym wearing Crocs or slides.
Ooh, that
but with socks on. So instead of having
there's
runners,
there's a bit of grip in there, right?
They wear their socks and then chuck on a pair of slides or a pair of Crocs and then go to the gym. My gym has put up a sign. I didn't realize this was like such a big thing. My gym has put up a sign saying like you will not be allowed into the gym in Crocs or slides.
Because I was about to say like it doesn't seem safe to have that. Like say if you drop something on your foot. But then again, if I'm only wearing trainers or runners or cons, I'm not wearing steel cap boots to the gym. If I drop a dumbbell on there, it's still going to do some damage.
See, I've been to a gym before, like a more privately owned gym, not like one of the big commercial gyms.
Just Jerry's warehouse at the back, and he's like, oh, no, I got some weights, babe, don't you
it
worry.
It was literally a shed in the middle of a commercial district.
Okay, yeah.
And this guy would have us, you know, train. It was like four at a time, right? And I would be the only one wearing runners. Everyone else would rock up in socks and slides. They would kick their slides off, and they would just do the workout basically barefoot.
Maybe it just feels wrong because I've never done it.
I feel like there might be something in like gripping or I guess
the mats that they put on the floor at gyms. I feel like, again, I've never worn Crocs, but I understand, I feel like they would have good grip.
No, but like I'm thinking, no, you kick off the Crocs. You wear just like bare feet. So it's like
that's manging. Gyms are already manging. We don't need to make them more manging. If you've seen someone wear Crocs to the gym, give us a call, 522-232-955. Or the strangest footwear you've seen someone wear at a gym. I know Crocs are uber popular right now.
Yeah.
More popular
than
they've ever been.
How did we get to this place where people like Crocs?
Because I know you've wanted a pair for a long time.
I have been wanting a pair. I've been thinking about delving into a pair to take with me on my honeymoon. But it just feels wrong. There's something in me that's like, don't buy a pair of Crocs.
I wasn't about it, and then my nephew got some, and he's three.
Yeah.
And he's like the cutest. He's a trendsetter. He's the cutest little boy you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And he put on Crocs, and I was like, well, that's so adorable. Maybe I need some Crocs, and I'll be adorable.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be going to the gym in my Crocs. So. Yeah,
or wearing them with socks. I didn't realize that.
Crocs with socks.
Crocs and
in
socks.
Your jocks. And that's you definitely don't want to be in that in your gym. Oh, okay, well. Different horses for different courses. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, I need you to answer me a question. I'm very confused to why I'm thinking of you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is, I bit of context.
I'm also very confused.
Yeah. So we've known each other almost 8 years, right?
Yes.
Long time. Almost a decade of working together.
That's crazy.
Every single day.
Yeah.
So we're 8 years. It's a lot of days. We've done a lot of radio shows together. Would you say, in a weird way, like we probably know a lot more about each other in like super specific ways than maybe even our own partners respectively?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Like I'd be like, oh yeah, I know Jess loves Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yes.
And maybe even your fiance would be like,
I know that when you take your wedding ring off, it means you're going to have a number two. So
yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't want to take it to the bathroom. It's my wiping hand.
Of course.
So I need you to answer me a question of why I see this thing and I think of you.
Okay.
And my first reaction when I saw this thing was, I need to show Jess. She'll love this. I don't love this, but I know that she will.
Well, this is going to be insulting.
I agree.
I can feel
but
it.
Why do I think of you when I see
I don't
this?
Know.
So on Instagram Reels, because I don't have TikTok, because I'm...
Yeah.
31. So I'm 2 weeks behind everyone else.
Yeah.
You go onto the reels and you just swipe and random videos come up exactly like TikTok, right? One that I saw and I saved it as soon as I saw it because I was like, I need to show Jess this. This is wild. And I don't know why. Why do I think of you when I see this? The page is called Scenic Wheeze. And it's a bloke and he's just in beautiful landscapes and then he's doing a pan and then you just see him doing a little bit of a wee.
Yep.
And I was like, Jess, I'd love this. Why? Why do I think that?
Probably because I really liked that chick, Says.
What's Says? Oh, follow me and I'll go to the bathroom here.
Let's, you know, follow me as I do a number two.
At the aquarium.
Yes.
At Werribee Zoo.
And I love that page.
Yeah,
it's lovely. She rates the bog roll.
Has she been to the Moorabool Street? Public toilets across from the radio.
You know what?
Station.
I should suggest it.
I wouldn't. That'd be a zero star operation, because I've got just some videos here. So like, So it's scenic wees. And
oh, that's just a scenic wee.
Yeah, and then like some other, like real, like top of beautiful mountains over.
I am
like
very jealous.
In the Alps and the Himalayas.
You can just like aim wherever you want to go because I would be doing that all
the
time.
Do you think this is me? Do you think I'm leading this Instagram account? I'm doing this.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
look at
and
that
then,
one.
And then, like, obviously you don't see anything. You don't see where the wee's coming from, but it's just beautiful thing. Oh, here's, I'm just doing a wee what. Why do I think of you? Why do I go, Jess? That, I need to show that to Jess. I don't want to see it, but I know
because
Jess.
Because it's awesome?
Yeah. I feel like we're still getting to know each other. And if you're listening, we're still getting to know us. And I just, I wanted to
it's
know why I think
of, the
think of you
I
when I see scenic weeds on my Instagram. So.
Sometimes you just have a gut feeling about something and you go, that's the person that is.
Right.
And that's me, baby.
Yeah, all right. Well, lucky us.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.